rise of June Friday, talk number 2.
Praise the
Lord. And believe that the love of God is opening a way for us to see and experience more of Him. Let us surrender our past, our present, our future into His hands. For God tells us, do not fear. I am with you. Let us ask Mother Mary to intercede for us. With one Hail Mary, one Holy Mary, that the Word of God may bear fruit in us. Hail Mary is the beginning of salvation for the whole of mankind. The love of God fills Mother Mary's entire being. And she has totally surrendered to His love. That God could accomplish salvation for the whole of mankind. By the Holy Mary that we say, we are asking for heavenly assistance, that we may lead a fearless life in faith, now and at the hour of our death. Praise the Lord. So we will say one Hail Mary, one Holy Mary from the heart. Hail Mary.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Today, as we look in the mirror, if you look at your face in the mirror, you will see so much of fear. Isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, because it reflects the heart. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We see 103 times in the whole Bible, God has said, do not fear. Do not be afraid. But in spite of God telling us not to be afraid, we are still afraid. Why are we still afraid? Praise God. Because we do not trust. We cannot trust. Because we have lost trust in many people, many situations based on our lives. So it is not easy even to trust in the word that God has spoken. What we are is reflected in our faith. God tells us through prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 41 verses 13. For I, the Lord your God, holds your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I will help you. So what is God telling us? Fear not, I will help you. Praise God. God is longing to help us. But Jesus tells us, unless we believe in His love, we will not be able to experience His love. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Protestants, they count many times in the Bible how many times God has said various things. We Catholics have no time to count. We believe what they have counted. Even that counting has gone wrong. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So dear friends, there is one thing that destroys faith, that is fear. Today people are afraid of so many things. Some people are afraid of numbers. When we got into one of the flights, we saw there was no 13th row. Then we knew this airlines is afraid of 13. When we climbed into some elevators, no 13th floor. After 12, it is 14. So people are scared of numbers. Even though there is no 13th row, the 14th row is the 13th row. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So fear makes false things real. Today we see many of the sicknesses and diseases in our body is because of fear. If you go to the internet and check the effects of fear, you will see there are physical disorders because of fear. In the Bible, Job tells us, what I feared has happened. What you fear will happen. Jesus tells us, if you believe, you will see the glory. What you believe in is what you will experience. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus chose 12 disciples. All these disciples were afraid. They were all filled with fear. Every time we see in the Bible, there is fear operating in the disciples. Even after the death of Jesus, they were all in one room afraid of the Jews and the Romans. God tells us, 2 Timothy 1:7, I have given you a spirit of power, not a spirit of fear. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So God tells us, my spirit that I give you is a spirit of power. So that you may not fear. In the Gospel of John, in chapter 20, verse 19, onwards we read. Yes. So Jesus visits the disciples who are afraid. And we can see Jesus wishes them peace. And he says, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives you. This peace is what Jesus came to give us. Philippians 4:7, in his letter to the Philippians, St. Paul says in chapter 4, verse 7. That this peace I give you surpasses all human understanding. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So one thing is clear, God does not want us to be afraid. Jesus tells us before his second coming, fear will fill the hearts of even the believers. This is Satan's work. Today, if you see, people love watching horror movies. Does any of you like watching horror movies? Yes or no?
No.
Thank God. But today even Christians love watching horror movies. Why do we have horror movies? Satan has different ways of planting fear in our heart. Even today, Christians who believe in God are afraid of Satan. We are afraid of the world. And Jesus tells us, do not fear, I have conquered the world for you. I have conquered Satan for you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So we do not need to be afraid of what Jesus has conquered for us. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Most heart attacks are caused by fear. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Once in our hometown, we used to have thatched roofs, that is palm leaves placed for the roof. So it's very cooling. And it's very pleasant under that palm leaf. And so every year these palm leaves have to be changed. So one man would go up on the roof and change the palm leaves. Once when a man climbed up to change the palm leaves, something bit him. And so he rubbed lime on that bite. And he was cured. Cured, it was okay. The next year, he came to remove the palm leaves. As he removed the palm leaves, he saw the skeleton of a snake. And then he realized what bit him the last year was a snake. That was a shock for him. He had heart attack and died. He died, yes. So what killed him?
It's the fear.
It's the fear. Why did the snake bite him? The snake bit out of fear. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Today there is a lot of fear in us. The working of our organs are affected by fear. So one area where we need healing is of fear. Many people are afraid of tomorrow. What will tomorrow bring for me? Today the world is afraid of sicknesses and diseases they don't have. When they get one pain, they fear maybe it is cancer. Because we have heard that pain is there when we have cancer. So we are sad. We become negative. So fear has a lot of effects on our physical nature. It all begins in the mind. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We see this beautiful example in the Gospel of Matthew. This is of the spiritual effects of fear. So we have physical effects of fear. We have spiritual effects of fear. We have psychological effects of fear. And we have mental, as also covered, mental effects of fear. People have panic attacks. Once I too had panic attack. Even though I was serving the Lord. One night while I was praying, I told Jesus, "No sign of Satan. Where has he gone?" Because earlier in my life I used to be attacked by Satan. So I asked Jesus, "Where is he? He's not seen." But he was listening. And so that night, I experienced deep fear. A voice came out of my heart. And I heard this voice telling me, "What a fool you will be if there is no God." Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Today many people don't believe in God because of fear. Because they have to obey God. They have to follow His discipline. And this is called fear of God. When you love somebody, you will be afraid to hurt that person. That is a positive fear. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
St. Paul calls faith good courage. So there is good fear, bad fear. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Sometimes good fear saves us. Always. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We are afraid to go near a snake. Because we have positive knowledge, the snake will bite you. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is only one type of snake that gives birth. Every other snake lays eggs. Do you know which snake gives birth? I think it is viper, isn't it? The viper. Yes. Every other snake lays eggs. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why I'm telling you about snakes is Divine Retreat Center has a lot of snakes. These snakes are all hiding even today. There are all kinds of snakes there. But you don't see them. If you're lucky, you might see them. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
But they are all afraid of human beings. They will quickly go away. So they will attack only if you attack them. God has created animals also and birds and reptiles to be afraid to protect themselves. Even animals attack human beings because they sense fear. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So fear has a lot of effects. It's embedded in God's creation. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
But this never came from God. 1 John 4:18 tells us, there is no fear in perfected love. Perfected love casts out fear. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
So God's love will cast out fear. In the beginning there was no fear. Adam and Eve were not afraid of snakes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
They were not afraid of any creature. We see that fearlessness also in Noah. God tells Noah, into the ark, send all the animals two by two. Man has authority when he loves God. God's love fills his heart. And Noah would command all the animals to get into the ark. Every creature obeyed him. We see this charism in some saints. Saint Francis of Assisi. Saint Anthony. Praise God. In fact, all saints. But we see this manifestation of authority in some saints that we have heard of. Praise the Lord. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 17, verse 12. Solomon explains about fear. He was a man filled with the wisdom of God. God's spirit operated in him. And he tells us, fear is nothing but surrender of the help that comes from reason. Fear makes your body tremble. Fear can cause you to have diarrhea. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So we see a lot of effects of fear in our physical body. But spiritually, we also see things which is not there only because of fear. Fear brings the unreal to be real. And so Solomon tells us in verse 13, and the inner expectation of help being weak prefers ignorance of what causes the torment. Bible. Wisdom of Solomon 17, 12 to 15. So throughout the night, which was really powerless and which beset them from the recesses of powerless aids, yes, they all slept the same sleep and now were driven by monstrous specters, now were paralyzed by their soul's surrender, for unexpected fear overwhelmed them. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So we see Solomon tells us, we will see even ghosts and we will think that it is real. Even the disciples saw ghosts. They also heard ghost stories. So when we listen to ghost stories and watch horror movies, we are investing in fear. Fear fills our heart. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So we see Gospel of Matthew. I will explain that. So Jesus is God himself and man. Totally God, totally man. So Jesus is praying on the mountain. But he tells the disciples, go to the other side of the lake, I will join you. And Jesus is praying. Now Jesus has surrendered his divinity. And he is completely man. And so he is taking the place of man. Jesus is nothing but the eternal life that proceeds from the Father. So St. John tells us, we touched him, we saw him, we heard him. He is the eternal life that proceeds from the Father. 1 John chapter 1 verses 1 and 2 and 3. 1 John. So Jesus is the fullness of life. He also tells us, I am the life, I am the way, I am the truth. Martha, I am the resurrection. So a spiritual awakening is possible only in the very person of Christ. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now in that light we will come to the Gospel of Matthew. In chapter 14 verses 25 onwards. So Jesus is praying and he has by location, he is God himself. Even Satan does not have by location. And so only those who are connected to God by his spirit are able to have even by location. So you can be in Hong Kong, you can also be in Divine Retreat Center. Only because of the Spirit of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So Jesus, as he's praying, sees the disciples are facing a problem, they are facing a storm. Whenever man is in problem, you will see God wants to help man. He will come to man. But we should recognize God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So all the disciples are filled with fear. With all the human calculations, they know they are going to die. Because the storm is a big storm. The water is filling the boat. And they know it's a matter of time. They will all drown in this storm. So Jesus sees their helplessness. Now the Bible does not tell us where this storm came from. Did God permit the storm or did Satan cause the storm? We have no idea. But we see Jesus teaching the disciples a lesson here. Jesus is coming, walking on the water over the problem. He is walking and coming to the disciples. Verse 25. And in verse 26, we see the disciples see Jesus. And they are filled with fear. Now to add to the problems, they see a ghost coming, walking on the water. It's only because they have heard ghost stories. So all the information has surfaced to the conscious level. They know impossible for a human being to walk on water. And so Jesus is coming and he sees they're afraid because of him also. So verse 27, immediately he spoke to them saying, take heart, do not fear, it is me. So all the disciples hear the voice of Jesus. But Peter recognizes the voice of Jesus. Peter has one good quality. He believed whatever Jesus spoke will happen. He was a man of faith. Because he watched Jesus. He heard Jesus. He saw what he heard, what while he watched happened. So this triggered faith in him. Now faith doesn't come overnight. We have to work out faith. Praise the Lord. It is like your muscles. Have you heard of six pack? Six pack? Anybody heard? What is six pack? Heard about six pack. It is your stomach muscles. You will find men will work out and show their six pack. I don't know about women. Yes, women also have six pack. Yes, yes. All human beings have. One bishop came to the Divine Retreat Center from Australia. And he looked at all the men in Kerala. And he said, all the men in Kerala have jelly bellies. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So we cannot see the six pack. Six pack is there. But we cannot see it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when you start working your muscles and doing exercise every day, you will find all the fat will disappear and your six pack will appear. That is when you know you have six pack. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Earlier you did not see it. Same way, faith has to be activated. All of you believe in Jesus. All of you know it is Jesus who is in the form of bread here. Some people see Jesus in the bread. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Some people try to see Jesus. But the more they see, they cannot see. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
But we know it is Jesus. Because others have seen and experienced Jesus in the Eucharist. And Jesus himself tells us, I am the bread. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That is why St. Paul tells us, Romans chapter 10, yes, Romans 10, 17. Chapter 10, verse 17. 17. Faith comes from what is heard of the preaching of Christ. Every day when you keep on reading one word of God, or when you read one word of God 20 times a day, in repeated reading and attentive reading, you will find something is being stirred up in you. Praise the Lord. For example, there we preached a retreat in Goa, one of the states in India. And I told the people, all of you have been healed through the wounds of Christ. And we have to repeat that promise, believe in it. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. By his stripes we have been healed. Have been healed.
因你的唱声我们得到痊愈。
And St. Peter tells us 1 Peter 2:24
8-6
By his wounds you have been healed. He doesn't say you will be healed. He says you have been healed. But we don't see the healing. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That healing has to be activated. So I told them, we must repeat this word of God. And we had a tea break. Tea break, yeah. Tea break. Chai. Praise God. So everybody went for tea break. One lady remained in the church. And she kept repeating Isaiah 53:5, by his stripes I have been healed. So that old tea break she was repeating word of God. When we came back after tea, she came running. She said, you know, I was repeating word of God. And I used to have strong pain in the neck, spondylitis problem. I couldn't even turn my neck. And I kept repeating Isaiah 53:5, by your stripes I am healed, by your stripes I am healed, Jesus. And she said, suddenly somebody came and gave her one hit on the neck. She became so angry. She turned around to see who had hit her. And there was no one. Then she realized her neck was healed. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So is healing so easy? The word of God says yes. God never created us to be sick. Whatever Jesus went through in his physical body was for our benefit.
耶稣从来不会有身体上面的病的，
所以
提醒我们。Praise the Lord.
So Jesus has come to liberate us. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So now Jesus is coming, walking on the water to the disciples. And Peter tells Jesus, Lord, if it is you walking on the water, command me to come to you. Peter was very clever. That is why he was the first pope. Because he had hope. But Judas had no hope, he got the rope. Praise the Lord. So, my dear friends, Jesus said, come. And Peter put his leg out of the boat and he began to walk. When we have faith activated, we become like a child. We don't think like an adult. We become babes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Today, if Jesus said to come like that, we will always calculate, isn't it? Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Why did Jesus come? How can he come? He must be Satan. Only Satan will trick me like this. So we will think negatively also. But Peter was very positive. And as he is walking on the water, suddenly he realizes, hey, what am I doing? It cannot be. He looks back. He sees all the disciples are still afraid. They think now Peter is walking towards the ghost. The ghost is calling Peter. Peter looks at their fear. Their fear is reflected only in Peter. Peter looks at the storm. And once again fear is activated. And Peter begins to sink. He is going down. Only faith can make you float. Praise God. Fear will sink you. And then he realizes Jesus is still there. And then he cries out, Lord, save me. And Jesus comes to Peter and lifts him up. And tells him, man of little faith, why did you doubt? Are you sleeping? Jesus will come and tell you, why are you sleeping? Maybe because you're tired. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Those who are sleeping say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All of you are sleeping? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why do we praise loudly? To activate our spiritual nature. That is why we ask you to praise loudly sometimes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So there are many things, many ways to activate our spiritual nature and faith. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Now, we see faith decreases when fear increases. Because Jesus doesn't say man of no faith. He says man of little faith. Why did you doubt? So what was Jesus telling Peter? Peter, once you believed and you did the impossible, even after you believed, why did you doubt now? That is the human nature because of sin. The human nature is of a sinful nature. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches us, even though we are forgiven of our sins, original sin also, there is a tendency to sin. Because we have tasted the power of sin. That is why Jesus tells Adam and Eve, do not eat of the fruit in the middle of that garden. The moment you eat that fruit, even God explains the effects of what happens when you eat it. So he says, the moment you eat it, your eyes will be open and you will know good and evil. Know means having access to. A connection to knowledge will connect you. That is why knowledge of wrong things will destroy the knowledge, the effect of the knowledge of good things. Jesus explained to us what is eternal life. Gospel of John chapter 17 verse 3. Eternal life is knowing the Father, knowing the Son. Knowledge of God, knowledge of Jesus will always be our strength. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's correct? Yes?
Praise the Lord.
Because God does not want us to be weak. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Life is very strange. God may permit a lot of things in our life. It's only to teach us many things. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Unless the disciples had faced a situation like this, they would not know how to believe, what were the effects of faith. So Jesus taught them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 So dear brothers and sisters, today the world will pump into you fear. For example, one girl watched the video of Michael Jackson and she saw that horrible sights and fear gripped her. And she became so scared. And then she had to be prayed over. That fear was in the heart. So when she would come for retreats, when she would sit before Jesus, that fear from within would come up. It would capture our conscious mind. And so it had a spiritual effect on her, opposing the very presence of God. So she had to be prayed over, delivered, to be free. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You will see the physical manifestations of fear in various effects in the form of sicknesses and diseases in our body. Like I told you, I too went through panic attacks. Panic doesn't come overnight. I used to love watching horror movies. It was a thrill for me. I did not know fear was filling my heart. I was afraid of darkness. I was afraid of Satan. And I heard this voice, what a fool you will be if there was no God. My body began to shiver. I thought I had Parkinson. Because my body began to shiver and tremble. One of the effects of fear is the trembling. So I went to a neurosurgeon. He did all the tests on me. And he told me, physically you have no problem. This is a spiritual attack, he told me. Because he was a man of God. Praise the Lord. So when I knew spiritual attack, I know I have to deal with it spiritually. Love is spiritual. We are more spiritual than physical. You have two bodies. 1 Corinthians 15, 44. 1 Corinthians 15, 44. If you have a physical body, you also have a spiritual body. Your physical body may go to sleep, but your spiritual body does not sleep. Whether you're male or female. But after you die, this male and female aspect will be only of this earth. You will have no gender. Jesus tells us. Matthew chapter 22 verse 25. Onwards. So there is no marriage in heaven. There is no giving in marriage in heaven. Because in heaven you don't need to be physical or feminine. Male or female. That is only to produce procreation, to have life. Praise God. Your spiritual body does not need a physical appearance like that. Praise God. So when we see each other in heaven, we may not recognize. Yes, Lord. So Maria Chick may come to me and say, I am Maria Chick you met in Hong Kong. Praise God. So I will tell her, sorry, I didn't recognize you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So faith activates our spiritual nature. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So before we wind up this today, before we go for a break, I'll just tell you what fear does to us. Praise the Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah.
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 Fear makes us hide from God. Praise the Lord. Adam and Eve, after they sinned against God, they were hiding from God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
They were afraid of God. Today many people don't go to church because they are afraid of God. Many people don't go for confession because they are afraid of the priest. Hallelujah.
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 So there are different effects of fear. I'm searching. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So dear friends, God has chosen us to be effective believers. So let us not be deceived. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
I'll just give you that. Okay. Yes. So fear controls us. We know what is right and bad, good, bad. But still, you will be forced. You may be a slave. Fear will make you a slave to go and do some things beyond your power. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody knows smoking a cigarette is injurious to health. Even with this knowledge, people go and smoke. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So that person is a slave. So you will find fear also controls us. Exodus chapter 14 verse 13.
Subsidia.
Fear not, stand firm. Fear blocks God's blessings. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And we will see also fear destroys our confidence, destroys our faith, and we see that spiritually we become very powerless. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fear makes us react negatively. One mother told me before I came here, she was afraid that her daughter would grow up in a manner that would be irresponsible. So trying to correct her daughter, she could not control her anger. She would hit the daughter and she would use abusive words because she had uncontrollable anger. Praise the Lord. It's because of fear. That is why St. Paul tells us, whatever you do, do in love. Even if we have to speak to a person you are angry about, angry with, go away. Go away from that person. And talk to Jesus. And then come back. You will find you will not react like how you would have. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So fear doesn't allow you to experience God's presence. And so we will find God's presence will not be an experience for you. Praise God. The Spirit of God cannot operate in us. You see Jesus telling Joshua, only be courageous, Joshua. So whoever God wanted to use, he would tell them, do not be afraid. And after he told the disciples, my peace I give to you, he breathed on them the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And today let us write down all our fears and keep believing in what God has spoken. Offer the root causes of fear into His hands. You will find healing of that fear comes from Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was healed of my panic attack. When I kept on reading the word of God, my body stopped trembling. And then I realized I was no more afraid of Satan also. But God gave me power in the mind to understand. Satan cannot act unless God permits him to act. Even if Satan has to act, he has to ask God's permission. He wanted to test Adam and Eve, he asked permission. He wanted to test Job's love, he asked for permission. He wanted to test the disciples, he asked Jesus for permission. Luke chapter 22 verse 31. So Satan will ask permission and God will give him permission. Because God wants us to face the problem and triumph over the problem. Victory is an effect of faith. And faith comes through meditating on the words of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So you have a break now? Yes. Thank you.
11:00 PM.